The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, Big J Okerson.
What's up?
We got a good show. Chris from Brooklyn. The beautiful Brenna McKenna returns.
Returns.
And we bring in a magician named Josh Pele.
Yeah,
and Peel. I wanted to say Peel. And then Brenna
did
brings...
did say Peel. Made everybody uncomfortable.
So it's Shannon's fault, by the way. And then Brenna brings in a beautiful girlfriend... Girlfriend?
What's wrong?
I drank too much.
Are you having a stroke?
I might be. I'm old.
She brought in a Brenna Kenner friend for
fire. Bad.
No, it's not a Frankenstein, Ralph. You were dying from a stroke in that one. Figure out your impressions.
What was, what was her beautiful girlfriend name with the big tits?
Lydia.
Lydia what?
Rose.
Rose. Rose. Lydia Rose. It's a fun episode. We all get bewildered and befuddled.
Yeah.
By the magic.
Yeah. You are uncomfortable around young hot chicks.
That's how it works for me.
We're going to have a fun, weird time in Vegas. Shannon, are you stoked?
Not as much as you guys are.
Are you really not?
Shannon almost bailed.
Is that true? Why?
I feel like that's not like the place where I belong necessarily.
Did you find out if Rob Diesel's going to be there?
Oh, I forgot to ask him. I don't think he lives in Brazil or
but
something.
But Shannon, you don't think, honestly, God, this is going to... Listen, it's not going to be a fuck fest. It's going to be hilarious.
Speak for yourself!
Well, all right, I'll speak for myself, not Ralph. This thing isn't going to be some kind of... It's going to be hilarious above all else. And also, I believe now, the Guys We Fuck Girls are coming out for the night of the actual awards. And so Lainey's trying to get so we're all at the same table. You don't think Shannon's going to be fun sitting at a table with all comics people watching there?
Yeah.
By the way, you know how many people just got pissed off that you looped me into the term all comics?
I think, I'm saying, if not, it'll just be me and Ralph sitting there. Please, bring some comics. It's going to be, Shannon, I'm bummed. I think you shouldn't go if you don't.
No, she's in now.
It's exciting.
She's in now. She's in. She's in.
You bullied
And
her.
Jay's buying a suit tomorrow, everybody. All right, we do the show every Wednesday, every Saturday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Just spread the love. That's all we care about. Get the show out there. Tell people about it. And for God's sakes, vote. At thestrshow.com/vote.
Yeah. Laugh so hard, it'll make you smack your mama. Remember that from the second Friday movie?
No, but let's get into it.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art, you need to know. The STR show. Let's go.
What is Harrington wearing?
He's an idiot.
That's it. He's got the idiot costume.
Is it Wednesday? Disgusting.
That's his Wednesday off.
That's just idiotic. It is the STR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Right across from me, Mr. Big J Okerson.
He's the Candema Irish Santa Claus from Colombia.
What the hell is he doing? I don't even know what he's doing.
He's failing at Candema.
Also, what is he? Is he wearing an LGBTQ robe?
No, it's flag? It's a Arizona State flag.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an LGBTQ flag.
But did you give him a magic thing?
Hey, Shannon, can you play some Triumph music for us, please? How are we not bringing the show in with big announcements?
Oh, yeah,
Come on, Shannon, where's the big Triumph music?
We should start. First, let's introduce who's in the studio, right? Which is back for her second appearance on the show. Boy, did our staff go apeshit for her when she came here last time. And
they did go apeshit. A lot of them were shitting in their hands and throwing it
at the
glass.
They've been throwing it at this window, yeah.
Like fucking freaked out monkeys.
Wow. It is the return of Brenna McKenna. Thank you so much for dressing up for us.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Thank you so much for
coming. She was so cold outside.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Terrible.
Look what we're looking at.
It's so funny. Shannon was pretending to be cold in the studio, and then Brenna came in, and I was like, Shannon, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, she was also cold. To be cold. Yeah. No, it's
hey,
really
Shannon.
She's wearing a lot of more clothes.
Why don't you get your head out of your ass, Shannon?
Yeah. It's warmer out here, Shannon.
Shannon, some Triumph music, please.
Do you have Triumph music? Like the Olympics theme song, maybe? Or I don't know what else. Maybe a Rocky theme?
I'll take 2001 Space Odyssey.
2001 Space Odyssey?
But that's a little too much slow of a build.
Yeah.
Some Triumph music.
The Champ is Here by Jadakiss?
This video is brought to you by...
Oh, great. Fantastic.
God, Shannon. Wow.
I mean, Ralph, this is kind of
on you. Why is everyone shitting on Shannon?
Yeah. I'm going to throw this out there.
This is on Ralph.
Ralph's a business owner,
and he doesn't pay for YouTube.
Dude, I said this...
He has ads still.
I'm Jewish first, and then a business owner.
This is so uncomfortable.
I said it on High Society today. Take it out of my pay. Just pay for YouTube.
We do have one. I do have one.
Here's what happens.
Uncomfortable.
They all log into their own accounts because they want to look at things, and that's what screws up.
I don't like staying in the one account.
Here we go.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, you do it. You do it.
The SDR show is going to be making its way out west in about a week and a half because we have been nominated for Best Adult Podcast. At this year's, back in person for the first time since COVID, AVN Awards. Mm. Me and Ralph and Shannon and Lainey will be out there.
Mm.
We have a booth.
We have a booth.
We're going to be doing so many
SDR banner
shows.
Mm.
Dude, we are so not getting laid.
You know what I'm doing, by the way? Brenna, you will appreciate this. I'm bringing on three porn stars who I've gone on one date with each that went nowhere, and we're going to talk about where I fucked up along the way.
I wish I had the mouth. I wish I had the meanest to give them all mirrors and just hold them up to you when they say it. Where'd it go wrong? Goes this.
This is that going to be broadcasted there?
We're just going to be recording there. We're not going to be broadcasting live from there. But we're going to try and tape a bunch of shows while we're there. Hello, Alex. And I'm excited. And I think... I don't want to say yes for sure right now, but we got a most likely, is that fair, where we're going to present an award as well.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I was told today.
Dude, wow. I'm going to go up there and say George W. Bush doesn't care about black people.
Are you going to be there, Brenna?
Yes, I will be there. That's cool. I'll be at AVN. I'm nominated as well.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's right. You told us that last time.
Best blowjob scene.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That's the whole thing we were going to do last time.
And I got a fan nomination,
Shannon, pull it up.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I want to tell you right now, mm-hmm. if you don't win one of your awards, tell me you want me to, because I will. When I go up to present an award that we go up to, I say, I want to do the Kanye West Taylor Swift thing. I go, first, I'm sorry right now, but Brendan McKenna had the best blowjob scene this year at the awards. I'm sorry right now.
Bobby, kill the heat.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
On my life, if something you're nominated for, you don't win, I will make a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
And then I'm going to sing these Fly Eagles Fly song. Oh, we're going to make it so Philly up in that fucking place.
I saw a band last night that did all this Philly references. I'm like, oh, you would fucking live. Do you know a thing called Suicide Hill? Is that a thing in Philly?
No.
I don't know. There are all these fucking references I didn't get, and it's like, oh, it's all from Philly. Do you ever hear of the band Silvertide?
No.
Oh, they're a great band.
Are they from Philly?
They're all from Philly, yeah.
I think we're going to tide. It's landlocked.
Silvertide. Maybe it's a thing to do. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Nothing.
I don't know.
They're idiots and you suck.
You better watch your ass.
It's Tide Pods that kill.
By the way, Jay and I are driving from LA to Vegas together. Which I've never done that trip.
Me either.
Oh, really?
Me either. No, never.
Oh, for some reason I thought for sure you
the
had.
The acid takes hold around Bat Country.
No, it's like 5 hours. It's fun. It'll be a fun ride. We go through the desert. We'll go see the world's largest thermometer.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, we'll see if you can get on top of it.
I'll try anything.
Twice. Oh, Ralph, then
you're a real Mr. Slave.
Too bad the nominees are already in for Best Gape.
Oh, damn it. And then also, by the way, a magician who's going to be performing on the show tonight with us. Chris from Brooklyn is here as well, mm-hmm. Drinking up a storm outside.
I've been drinking for hours. I was here for High Society earlier. We did a pre-record.
Oh, cool.
And then I just drank with Zach Amico. I had a spot.
And I did a shot with you as well. Mm-hmm. Not so bad. Is my saying it right? Is it Josh Peel?
You pushed right past everything we're talking about.
Oh. I'm trying to get everybody's names mentioned.
I'm going to buy a suit tomorrow. A sexy-ass suit.
You might have said, I'm using a pre-existing suit in my wardrobe. I only have one.
See, me, I only have one, too, and I just use it for my mom's
funeral. It's my dad died's suit.
You a pocket watch motherfucker?
No. I'm not I'm not going there like a fucking tycoon.
I mean, I said, maybe sexy. You should.
You better not have a vest. Maybe I would fucking... Are you going to do the vest?
Doubtful.
Do a full suit.
I'm not doing a tie, I'll tell you that.
No, I'm not going to do a tie.
No. Perhaps an ascot. I could be talking to an ascot,
dude,
but I
you
won't.
In like a... Honestly, in a fairly audacious sport coat would be good. And as a guy who owns several of those, I think, don't look away
from those. I got to see what
seriously.
I have in my closet.
Oh, I'm not going to look away from those at all. I'm going to go, not tacky.
No.
But I might go, there might be a little flash, a little zip to it, for sure. Maybe in the shoes.
Oh, fuck, shoes. Jesus Christ. Brenna, have you
and
been
the
to?
Socks.
Brenna, and the socks. Should I do, Brenna, question for you real
What's
quick.
What's up?
Shiny shoes.
So sorry.
Shiny shoes. would you say?
No,
a shiny shoe or an adult shoe?
Jay, I'm going to give you a fucking... I'm going to give you a tip right here, and I've gotten a lot of compliments on this when I do suit stuff. Laces different color than the shoes.
Really?
It's a really, like, very similar thing.
Are you tricking me into, like, a white powder?
I'm telling you. No, bro.
I can't even contain
I've been fooled
herself.
Before.
Bro, send you some pictures of my shit.
The sneakers idea. Sneakers.
No, I won't do sneakers with a suit.
I'm going to do my Kizik.
Yeah, why not shiny? Why not shiny?
It depends. I got to go see what looks nicer.
Brenna, because there wasn't a live one last 2 years, did you go to one? Have you been to one?
I have not. This is my first.
That's wild.
Award show.
That's great. We're all going to be virgins together. It's exciting.
Yes.
Okay, Ralph. I don't like your wordplay.
I'm excited for you guys.
I love it.
Stop making Brenna uncomfortable.
To grasp on my virginity.
Brenna and I are now texting buds.
How often does Ralph text you?
No,
so when are we going to have sex?
I don't know. I
Ralph texts
me
so much that I'm going to start using the cartwheel emoji.
Jesus, dude. Weird. Too bad. How much blue would there be, I'd say, if Ralph was an adult with an iPhone instead of an Android?
I love my Android. You better back the fuck up.
I love Androids, too.
Pow!
I'm also an Android.
Bam!
Guy. I'm mad I lost mine. I used to have one.
Hmm. All right, so by the way, again, so here's the plan tonight. First of all, it is a Christmas episode. We have a magician here, Josh Peel.
Introduce a magician again.
Josh Peel is our magician.
Pele.
It's Peel, though. Pele. Right? It's Pele. Yeah. Shit, I asked if it's Peel. Pele. God damn it. All right, what are you going to do?
God, dude, this show gets so uncomfortable.
Dude, you're so not a word magician.
So, first of all...
He's AVN nominated, relax.
Yeah, that's right. Brenna's on Team Ralph with our cartwheels.
It's because of the funny I bring. I'll go up there. My acceptance speech is going to say that Ralph's nothing if we win. Ralph said...
By the way, I'd like to say this. Jay said at the beginning, there's no way we're going to win the nomination. We win the nomination, and he said, well, there's no way we're going to win. Be positive!
I've been putting it out on everything, telling people to do it. Here's the problem with the AVNs. You have to register to vote.
Yeah, they're trying to get your
that
your
sucks.
Yeah, I had to do that. Yeah.
That
I voted for you guys.
You think it's a big barrier?
Huh?
You think it's a big barrier for people?
Yeah, people
don't want to.
If you're not in the porn world, you don't want to give your email to...
If it was go and click, we'd win.
Yeah, that's
for
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ralph, your daughter's here?
Yes, my daughter's here.
Nice to meet you, finally.
Finally out of the house.
Damn.
Get very close to the mic, please. I'm sorry.
Ralph, you are a very permissive father.
Well, you know. Yeah, you got to roll with it. I'm sorry. Can you introduce yourself? Brenna didn't even tell me your name.
My name's Lydia.
Get very close.
She did say it, dude.
I'm sorry.
Where's her camera? Is that her camera?
It's right there.
Lydia Rose.
Lydia Rose, yes.
That's right. She did say it.
Remember she said that, Ralph?
Yeah, but I was looking at her and I couldn't think straight. I'm sorry.
Dude, you are a gross older person.
That's the biggest compliment.
Yeah. I'll take it.
You are a creepy old man.
By the way, I got to say this because it is our Christmas episode. We're going to do the magic game.
Ralph's filming
a
porno. Go sit on Uncle Ralph's knee.
Some fan sent me a very elaborate truffle gift to the mailbox, like with truffle sauces and truffle salt and shit, but didn't put their name on. So I don't know who you are, but let me know. Email me. You have to tell me what's in it.
Just show up to Ralph's house. DM me and I'll give you his address.
They know
me. Using it?
Oh, yeah, I love fucking truffles. Are you kidding me?
No, dude, don't use edible shit people say.
No, no, it's not edibles.
You think it's covered
in truffle sauce, like actual from a company.
I mean, truffles are technically mushrooms.
I know what you're saying.
It's packaged and
sealed. No, it's packaged sealed company, for sure. For sure.
You think they syringed it full of cum?
Maybe, dude.
Maybe.
That's where the flavor
I don't think so.
Well, dude, use your cum salt if you want.
The cumzo.
I'm telling you, everything that's ever been sent to me, I say 80% of it, people later admit there was cum involved.
Well, by the way, it tastes great, so I'm in. I'm in all the way.
Someone tried to send cum covered meat to the Burt Kreischer tour.
Meat shows up. I wouldn't eat meat. It was sealed. There was a seal on each thing.
I got a box of Omaha steaks.
They're ruining
it.
I
ate all
of them. They're just jealous of my truffles.
Some good cum.
Yeah,
so,
I'm super jealous of your truffles. I'll put it on my pate.
Sorry that I'm so
like
fucking.
Pate?
Channing, question. Do we do the gifts first or the game first?
Don't give me
like
a present after
gifts.
Yeah, what's the present? Like, yeah, Shannon's only about presents, by the way, yesterday.
So here's the thing, Jay. I just want to say, because I did feel bad, because I think Ralph and I both thought that you knew at different times and then realized 2 days before that you weren't a part of the conversation.
Right.
So,
well, also, by the way, Jay's involvement with SDR is minimal, to say the least. Bobby, could you
the reason we're going to Las Vegas.
I'm still super fucked that I got screwed out of this Big J Secret Santa last year.
What was that?
You got me as a Secret Santa. Last year. You told me you got screwed, by the way.
What happened?
COVID.
Oh.
Omicron.
This year, we played White Elephant with the staff for the gift, right? And it just didn't go well. We were just at the end. It took an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know what I was getting, Chris, for Secret Santa? I swear to God. Do you know?
You told me. You told me. You were like,
I was gonna get him a cabin. I was gonna get him a cabin on Shiprock.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
That's funny.
For him and a chick. Yeah. Damn, that would have been fun. That would have been nice. But, you know, COVID.
COVID. All right, so now I think we should do gifts.
What are you guys
first saying
to each other with your eyes? That Ralph's weird? Does he smell like older person food?
How do you two know each other, by the way?
Does it seem like we're all gay?
Tinder.
We dance together.
Okay, that's cool. All right, cool.
Well, at home or like professional?
Thank you.
Fuck, marry, kill, punch. Me,
at
Ralph.
At home in the strip club. In the strip club.
Fuck, marry, kill, punch?
Yeah.
There's four of us.
All right, that's fair. They can pick fuck, marry, kill, punch. I like that game.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to be able to.
If we're looking at each other, we're just like flirting with our eyes.
Yeah, basically.
Right, but in the middle of that, fuck, marry, kill, punch.
Okay. Fuck, marry,
four
kill,
of us.
Punch.
Fuck, marry, kill, punch. That's so rude.
Yeah, right.
A punch could be a fetish.
Yeah. You go first.
Deafening silence.
That means that.
Okay. We can flip a coin for you guys. I mean,
is that, by the way,
pull it out of their ear.
Fuck, marry, kill, punch. Baby,
fuck, marry, kill, punch.
Can I do all to one? There's a lot of thought going into this.
Can it be fuck, marry, kill friend? Like, do I have to punch?
Like, hug
them?
No.
You're fine with killing
instead of
punching. You're fine with killing.
You have to hurt
people.
You're
anybody.
Fine with killing?
You're this fine game, with killing, but punching is where you draw the line.
This game.
Yeah, can I replace?
No, this game is supposed to hurt feelings. This is the whole point.
That's how we do this.
Okay. I would fuck you because I feel like you need it.
Whoa. That's a comment. That's
worse.
A positive
that's the worst.
And
it's worse than
get
kill
in this game.
Yeah.
I would.
I'm ready for the punch.
I would punch you.
Okay. I'll take it.
I would kill you. And what does that leave?
Marry.
I would marry you.
Wow. That's a good one.
Because I like your choker.
Because you have salt and pepper. Mm. Daddy, you look like daddy.
Josh and Amaya tried to get me down my beard.
Like yeah.
What an answer.
You want to answer that, Lydia? You want to go around the room? Maybe you both want to punch me? That makes me feel good.
Sure.
Punch him in the
in a friendly way. In a friendly way. Like in a
in your butt.
That's right. They didn't say how much of a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it's an Oyukin in the butthole.
I guess I would honestly fuck you because your answer you just right now was butthole, so that's good. I'm gonna punch you because you're so eager. You're so eager.
To get punched?
Yes, okay. Of course. So I guess so. You like your titties. And I guess I'm gonna kill you because you're gonna already have
sex with her.
Yeah,
right.
You
go out
on
a high note.
You're good. And I'll marry you.
I got punched twice.
You're gonna have a beautiful life.
Right.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing new sponsors over here at the SDR show, and of course that is RexMD. I've seen TV commercials for this, so this is legitsky, everybody.
Wow.
You know what it is. It's a podcast, so it's probably dick pills. Woo! That's right, everybody. The most trusted leader in men's telehealth, it's RexMD, FDA approved. They have sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. RexMD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. RexMD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the trips to the doctor. No insurance, no copays. Take advantage of their best deal they've ever offered now, and save up to 90%.
We need to get a bunch of this before we hit that fucking AVNs, baby. I need my dick fucking bouncing.
Because even if she's not being me and you at the end of the night, can I tell you my bummer? Nah, oh, I'll wait. You only pay $2 per dosage with our exclusive link, everybody. 90% off. How amazing is that for the SDR show to you? Go to rexmd.com/SDR for this limited time deal. They've made the process so simple at RexMD. It's fast, simple, cheap. You get access your U.S. licensed RexMD physician anytime you need afterwards. They've helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently. And they're here to help you.
I'm going to sum it up quick. Ready? Dick pills, quick and cheap.
Yeah. Give them the call to action, Ralph. Let them know what's
RexMD.com/SDR. 90% off. Give the gift of pleasure.
Boners.
This holiday season with RexMD. And you're supporting the sponsors to support the show. RexMD.com/the SDR show. Sorry. /SDR. RexMD.com/SDR. And I'm going to get some dick pills from a ding dong on the AVNs.
You know, I've daydreamed that me and Shannon fuck at the AVN Awards.
daydream? Like you made that happen? You're thinking about it specifically?
No. It's not going to happen, but I was just like, that'd be a crazy
and
situation.
Shannon, he says, I make people feel uncomfortable. That is fucking uncomfortable. He's wide awake.
Shannon, can I ask you a question?
He's
Shannon?
Wide awake Shannon. Thinking of you.
Shannon, can I ask you a question? Was that really uncomfortable?
I feel like there's nothing. I don't know what you can really like say to make me feel uncomfortable.
Well, I'm sure there's something.
Yeah, he just
But you know, also, I worry about Shannon's comfort. Why I was saying she shouldn't go to the things if she doesn't want to go. But I. But whatchamacallit? No, I don't think that's a crazy thing.
Shannon,
I did. I go, wouldn't that be a crazy? Is that like somehow is we're all whittled down to me and Shannon?
Shannon, I had
love.
A daydream of Jay dreaming about you and him fucking.
That's creepy, dude, because you're a fucking creep.
By the way, someone just tweeted at me and they said fan fiction where a 23 AVN nominee and they named this male porn star meets fellow nominee at Shannon Lee at an after party and takes her celibacy.
Oh, I would love it.
By the way, if you get
fucking doinked at the AVNs.
Shannon. Is there a scenario where I could watch you fuck somebody?
I don't think so.
If it's The Rock and the only way you could fuck him is if Jay watches, you wouldn't do that?
I mean, The Rock isn't going to be at the AVN.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying that's a scenario.
But, you know, the cock. That's the parody equivalent of The Rock.
That's the Persian
porn.
Rock. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so I wanted to, Shannon, I think we should do gifts first and then the game.
Yeah, I think just get
hold
out
on.
Of the way.
Can he just do some magic?
Then he's going to do the magic. We're gifts first and then we're going to do magic.
All right.
Calm
the magic's
down.
Part of the game.
I got
magic.
Fucked and killed. I don't even need
yeah, he's
magic
dead
anymore.
Right now, but he
I'm
fucked
sad.
Brenna.
No,
all right, I'm going to start, Shannon, all right? You want to do this? We're all. I know you
I
didn't know until yesterday.
I didn't know.
So if you have nothing, I don't take it.
I have nothing.
That's fine.
But here's what's fun about this, though. I get to see the level of which gift I was given that I can go, oh, man, right. I would have went way overboard.
I'm going to start with you, Jay.
That's what I would have done on Shiprock.
So, you know, we talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. I think it was last week that I tried to get Dawkins guy.
Is this a dick pump?
No, it's not. Oh. It's a real gift. I tried to get Dawkins, whatever his fucking name is, to do a...
His dog?
No, the actual guy from the Eagles.
Brian Dawkins.
And I got close enough to someone that knew him, and he said he wouldn't do it, but at least he tried. I got
he doesn't curse, Ralph.
Yeah, I know. He just wouldn't do it. So I got you a combination gift that I think you will like.
Okay.
And it is there.
Trying to get his autograph?
Well, thank you.
And Shannon wrote the name on top.
Like there was
so I asked Christine your favorite restaurant, and she said it was Old Homestead.
She said Wawa.
So I got
Old Homestead
nice,
is great.
She said it's Old Homestead?
Yeah, so I got you a gift card for Old Homestead.
Oh,
right?
Hell
and then
yeah.
In there is a beautiful bottle of silver tequila.
Ooh.
A really good bottle.
Open it,
I know.
Oh, throw this out there, Old Homestead.
He's one of those.
Oh, nice.
Are you a
it's really good.
Bone-in filet mignon guy?
I'm going to do that. Huh?
Bone in filet mignon?
No. Bone out always, dude.
30 bucks.
I know my dad left young, but I'm not gay, dude. Bone out.
Fair enough.
Where are we at? Hold on a second.
Right. Thank you, Ralph.
Because there's guests in the studio.
Thank you, Ralph.
Right? I feel I know Faye.
I can't pour my heart out. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Jay. I love you. God. You know that.
This is where everybody wants
to
punch you.
We're going to spend 5 hours in a car together. I got this for Chris, and I think it's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually excited. And awesome.
Hey, it's ice for your face when your dad kicks your ass.
He's dead. Oh, my. This is...
It's good stuff, right?
Fuck you, Ralph.
All right, I nailed it.
I knew Ralph was going to fuck
I nailed it. And then because we have two hot girls in the studio, I got them both weed.
This is a fantastic Japanese whiskey.
Oh. Right,
how do you never go wrong with weed, right?
He bought that.
Really?
He bought
thank
that.
You.
He bought
very,
that in the lobby.
Cool.
Bobby, come in here.
So pretty.
This is for Bobby. Bobby, I got you this.
What kind is that? Skittles. What'd you get?
And then also, by the way, I figured I'm going to get the magician something that looks spooky.
Both of them with the tiniest amount of fentanyl.
I'm giving everybody a gift. That's how I roll.
This is awesome, Ralph. I really appreciate it.
Up your alley, right?
No, I like
look how cool this
whoa.
Looks.
Oh, this damn. Is sick.
It's very, I feel like it's very spooky magician-y.
Oh, that's cool. What is that, though? What's inside?
Don't worry about
it's
it.
Some sort of alcohol, but it wasn't that expensive, but it looked cool.
The cool bottle is like.
You should have got him like the, you see
some
the,
sort
you.
Of
you see the Harry Potter
you're so
magic
thoughtful.
Wand remote control now? That turns like your lights on your house and shit?
So now wait, hold on. I got Shannon two things. Okay, Shannon works hard for the
hard
show.
Dick and bubblegum.
Yeah. Breast reduction.
I got to get laid finally. Here's that sex in
what
5 years.
What are you
doing? Bobby, you have the first gift. All right, Shannon, watch the screen. I need audio.
Hey, Shannon, it's Edwin McCain. Just wanted to wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, to say thank you for all y'all have done for me. And though
Shannon's
it's
second
been
favorite artist in the world.
What has she done for me?
Many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you.
Shannon. Did I nail that?
Yes, I love it.
And then I got you this. So I had to print it out. So there's Shannon's Vegan. It's a 6-month package. Every month you're going to get a vegan like snacks and stuff for your house. It's coming to your house starting this month.
I love it. Thank you, Ralph. I want to please send me that clip so I can watch it over and
over.
Yeah,
I figured you would. So that's Shannon's second favorite artist in the
Shannon,
world.
Shannon, I got you a black 10-inch dick gigolo. And he's coming to work.
And by the way, Shannon, I will say this because he did the show not that long ago, Edwin, and we became somewhat texting friends. And I said, let me just shoot this shit out and see if he would do it. And he sent it like a fucking hour later, which is really cool.
Nice. Who do you text more, Brenna or?
Oh, it's Brenna.
Shannon. Sure. Can you promise me right now on air that when Ralph goes to bed at 10 o'clock like a fucking fogey, that you'll go around and watch orgies and stuff with me?
Oh, yeah, by the way, that's the thing. I have to stay up late in fucking AVN. That's going to be rough.
You don't. Well, that night you do. But Friday and Thursday and Friday, I know you're going to crash out at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I already told Lainey, by the way.
That's so lame.
Wait, guys. Can I say on Friday, I'm performing at Sapphire's.
Which one?
Las Vegas, right next door. Can I say?
Oh, you're performing.
So if you guys want to come out and watch.
Oh, the Sapphire in Vegas is like a whole casino with a pool and shit, too. It's dope, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. And I'm putting on some shows.
Can you do an early show for this?
That? Yeah, it's 11 and 1. That's kind of early,
oh,
right? 11.
Fuck me. Is it 11 a.m.?
No. Whatever.
No, well, Ralph's not. I say it now, Ralph's not going to make it. But Shannon, would you go with me?
Would I go with you?
Oh, Shannon. I'm sorry.
You're looking, you're staring at me.
Would you go with him?
Would I go with him?
Bobby said
if they're
going to
be married, they might as well go.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you know, but we have a life together now. And it's beautiful.
And it's non-negotiable.
Yeah, Shannon's got gifts. Shannon got gifts.
Hmm.
So, Ralph, yours is in the corner, and Jay's is in the corner.
I just asked Shannon if she hasn't answered my question.
No, I just want to see like the itinerary, but possibly.
What do you mean itinerary?
Like what the thing is that we're going to go see?
If people are like, hey, there's an orgy in this room, go watch it with me.
I'll take a peek.
Come on. You can plug your nose.
If only Lewis was fighting Jason Ellis that weekend.
I know what this is. This is awesome. Thank you, Shannon. So I live what we call the sprout life. I grow my own sprouts. And she got me a little thing to grow my own sprouts. Thank you.
Just buy sprouts, you cheap bastard.
Two more little things in there.
He's got to do it. He's got to do it. He's got to feed the children.
Shannon, great gift, but I mean, so lame for the world.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Annie.
Oh, sprout seeds.
So it's sunflower seeds because you haven't tried it, and I feel like it would be fun. And pea sprouts.
Ooh, I'm excited.
You have the hobbies of an autistic kid.
I haven't been sick in fucking 2 years because of it.
Because of your sprout life?
Sprout life, baby.
Also the prep.
Sprout life is good.
Sprout life's a good life.
Oh, Ralph, you motherfucker.
Sprouts and running. Sprouts and running, buddy.
And
I think we're going to have a blast on the drive.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Talking about the prep.
You guys are taking prep?
Yeah, it helps.
You guys
helps
both gay men taking prep?
Yes.
Shannon, thank you very much. It's very sweet of you.
Jay,
I'm excited.
You open
Jay, open your gift. It's behind you.
This
I hope you smoke weed, do you? Oh, I figured. I mean, come on now.
Isn't someone allergic to it here?
Weed?
I'm not allergic, I'm just a pussy.
I'm allergic just to can't porn smoke stars.
In here,
right?
You can't smoke in here because it fucks up everything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell you something.
Okay. Someone who knows. Yo, can I get one of those?
I might wear this 100% of Wednesdays for the rest of my life. It's when it's the most amazing moment, maybe, of my broadcasting career, of Peyton Sinclair aggressively and against his will ramming a metal butt bubble. Plug up his ass.
Oh,
that's the moment it went from funny for him to not funny.
Let the girls hear it. Jesus Christ.
I saw that. I'm not doing that.
What?
I know fucking way. There's no way that's going to
happen. What are you talking about?
There's no way. I saw that.
We didn't even start the clock yet.
What a Betwell.
No way.
Boo.
Boo. She wails. It's the NASDR show. Last episode.
There was.
She just fight that. Stop.
And then someone put that to the Disturbed beat as well, which I was very happy about.
Shannon, I'm going to cook breakfast in this in no pants for the rest of my life.
You fucking nailed that.
What a sexy stud. Damn, dude. That's the lowest moment of your life.
Can you get an autograph?
It's the least gay moment of Ralph's life.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I'm
going
to do
a
fashion show on this and send the pictures to your mother.
We can get a sign.
Shannon, I love it.
Shannon, that was brilliant.
Wait, has your mom seen that?
My mom, by the way, it's hilarious. My mom shares everything.
Who
do
you think's iced his ass?
My mom shared the episode where I did coke. And then they're like, why would you share
the episode?
We did coke on the show. Her friend's like, why would you share that? Like, what the fuck? She just shares it blindly. All right, we're going to do the game now. This is how it's going to work. There are three teams, you two, us two, and you two.
Me and Shannon.
You and Shannon. And the way we're going to do it is our comedian, Josh Pele.
He's a magician.
Did I say comedian? Sorry.
Yeah.
I had too many drinks.
It's even better, honestly.
You're drinking all white.
I had two shots.
Well, where's the shots?
Can you bring in We have all the alcohol.
Let's start with a shot.
Let's bring some
make him crack into his fucking fine age shit.
Yeah, we'll bring in some.
No.
So he's going to perform an act of magic. And we are going to all have to try and guess how.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah, why are you fucking so shitting
on his own magic? It's sleight of hand.
She's right. You're eager, dude.
I love magic. I'm excited.
You know, in fact, it's making everybody uncomfortable, your eagerness. I think there's only one way.
No, Bobby's bringing a glass. You got to give him a second.
Nope. Bobby, drop everything. One, two, three. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Damn, dude. Damn. Yes. I don't know how he fit that wagon through the door.
And lastly, Shannon.
The dump truck.
Thank you, Bobby.
I hope it's close to someone's birthday because we just got you some cake.
You nailed my gift. Thank you very much, Shannon. So I had cleaned out our prize closet. We have some weird gifts. So here's what's going to happen in the chat. Those that are watching live.
It's the metal butt plug that was in your ass.
Well, to be fair, Peyton Sinclair then sucked all the butt.
Yeah, she did suck on that for quite some time.
And then we froze it in ember, like the Jurassic Park.
So if you're in the chat, you can
make
go
a butt clone of Ralph, like the remember the Tick had the booger clone in the cartoon.
Yeah, we're gonna make a Ralph off of your butt meat.
You can choose. You can choose Team Jay, Team Chris, Team Ralph. And if your team wins, we're gonna give away some gifts to people in the chat room, which are just stuff that I collected from the show over the years. Like the knockout. Remember, we
my
did
team is Jay and Brenna because I see women.
Oh, it was yeah.
And I hear them.
I would actually even rename my team.
I also
team
hear them.
Shannon. I'll be honest.
Oh, let me pull these out.
I think Shannon's gonna win.
You know what? You're right. It's Team Brenna and Jay. Why should I be first? What do I've done? What have I done so great?
I think it's just Team.
You got
BJ.
That good hoodie.
We have these weird things that are still hidden. Do you remember these days, Jay? This was a champagne bong. You inhale vodka.
Oh yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then I have.
I think it was dangerous.
Can I just have the vapor teeny?
Somewhere in here, I have the knockouts. Remember the knockouts? I don't know what those are.
What is that? Is that just better whippets?
This is. Look at this. This is cool.
Like that book
this
bag.
Says sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay.
This is a book bag that says sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Well, I mean, I like Brenna wants it. You should just give it to her.
I mean, I'll just give it to Brenna, please.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the things you just
I think
said
she wants.
That's a weird.
I thought I had them in here. I guess I forgot them. Fuck. The knockout. Remember, it was like you put it over a bottle of beer, and we did it on the show.
I remember.
You shotgun
problem.
The whole beer, and it fills it with a water bong of weed, and then you inhale.
Oh, yeah.
Those are crazy. I found a bunch of those, but I guess I didn't put them in here.
Those things rule.
Well, I have more.
You've had a bunch of them?
I have like five of them at home. Mm. I thought I brought them. I didn't. These are useless now, SDR masks, but we did sell a lot of them.
Why? Over. COVID's still here.
We can give these away,
COVID's
SDR
over.
Masks.
Ralph, you and your right-wing politics always leaking into the show.
So, bottom line is this. Let's cut to the chase here. You pick which team you want to believe in.
I haven't seen this excited since January 6th, when you charged up the stairs.
I was there.
Saying, bring out Pelosi.
So, you'll pick your team. Shannon will pick
a
winner.
First jog.
Great. All right, you ready?
The first jug of all days to be dressed like Braveheart.
He's going to do a trick, and we try and guess how it was done. Our team will try and figure it out.
Okay.
I like the deck.
I thought the game was going to be way more slutty than this.
Oh, no, it's not a slutty game. But here's the thing. If you're wrong, the boys have to drink. The girls have to take off an item of clothing.
You don't have to do anything.
Or do a shot.
Where's the vodka?
Bobby, can you bring in the vodka or the tequila?
And if you guys get it wrong, take your clothes off. Or else.
Who
is this guy? That's not how you talk to ladies, Ralph.
Shannon, you're getting naked in there?
If you'd like.
What do you say?
That could be the punishment for you getting it wrong. Or you could just drink.
If we get this
drink seems worse. Just keep drinking.
Not getting naked.
Wow, look at Shannon. You're trying to force Shannon to get naked? Shannon's
no, I'm asking her. If
you got to do a shot at least, Shannon.
I'll get naked if you get naked, Shannon.
All right. Every time you have to come in a mouth kiss, Ralph.
After the girls punch me.
These girls were almost naked.
Yeah, those are really great outfits, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't even recognize what they're
not
wearing.
Not a lot of things to take off.
I don't know what they're wearing. More. I don't know what they're wearing, Chris, because their faces are up here.
What day you go? Are you giving up your vodka? There's other tequila in there. There's tequila, whatever it is. I don't want to use your vodka. Brenna, what day are you flying out to Vegas?
Probably like New Year's or after. Right
you're going to be there for a while.
Probably right after New Year's.
Wow.
Well, it's the 4th through the 7th, and I'm going for the convention, so probably the 2nd that they're at the latest. Wow. Yeah.
Are you gonna do like
I know.
It's,
I'm fancy.
I like the idea that we're driving.
Like
you're going
to
have to drive most
to
of
like
that
Exotica.
Time.
Mm. I'm going to drive 100% of it. I'm renting the car.
Oh, even better. I like that. You can make fun.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a good passenger anyway. I have to drive.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean?
I'm going to rip butts out the window. Going to smoke pot a few times in that 5 hours. You're going to be fine, Ralph.
I'm going to be sleeping because I'm an old man.
Are you really going to fall
asleep? I'm going to try and stay awake. I'm going to try and stay up late this whole time.
You should see the... What's it's a late? Nice drive.
We'll be there by 1 a.m.
But you have a time difference, though. So it'll feel different.
Wow, dude. That's so lame. Bobby, oh, me and you were driving to Vegas and got there at 1 a.m. Wouldn't you even go get something to eat after that, probably?
Yes, 100%. Bobby, stop kissing up to fucking Jay. I'll punch you in the tits.
He knows where his bread's buttered.
Bobby, while you're here, for me, for Christmas.
Can I actually get a chaser?
Let me see.
I haven't touched this yet. If you want that, you want like...
Yeah, that's fine.
Just do it for me. I don't care.
I'll take that.
Oh, my God. She's accepting an open drink from Ralph.
I didn't touch it.
Dude, the girls love Bobby's ass. The guy's fantastic. Got fucking...
Give it a whack. Give it a good whack.
I grabbed it on the way, and I got to tell you, man, it's as fucking juicy as you think it is.
So
it's unreal.
He grabs it on the way in.
In this right here.
Oh, that's his dad puts out cigars on him.
Yeah. That's why he's so good at twerking.
Interesting.
He learned, you twerk or daddy gets the cigar.
There we go.
Oh, no.
All right, Josh Pele. Can you get a camera?
I'm just saying real quick. I'm cutting it off in the chat right now. I have all the names written down.
All right, everyone in the chat, we've picked people already.
Is it all tequila?
It's tequila, yeah. Can you handle it? It's silvers.
I can handle it. I can handle it.
You got it. You got it.
All right, Josh, how are we doing this year?
We'll do a series, so we'll start.
Doing a series.
Jay was talking to me outside earlier, so we'll start with this. Jay, I have a deck of cards here, and I'm going
to... I'm sorry to do this to you.
I'll turn this way. I'm a lefty. And got that. Can you see that they're all different? I'm a lefty, so
yes.
Beautiful. I'm going to go through them. Just say stop at any point you like.
Stop.
Stop. All right. I'm going to take this card right here. And can you remember it? Can you see it? Can you see it? I can. It's okay if I see it. So there's
the
camera. You guys see it. Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the card. And I'm going to try to just kind of rip off a corner.
Okay.
The camera can see.
I can see it from here. That is.
So I'm going to take this corner. I'm going to put it right here. Now, Ralph, how good are you at blowing at things?
According to Jay, great.
Well, that's perfect. So what I want you to do is I want you to blow on that corner. Just like that is going to go.
More spit.
The corner is going to vanish. And could you help me out as well? Mm-hmm. We have a card with no corner. Mm-hmm. What I'd like you to do is pick up that white claw right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow.
Look at the coaster.
Whoa! That's crazy.
This motherfucking a devil.
And can you hand me that corner? I don't want to touch
that's
it. I want you to grab
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yep. And we have one corner right there. Wow. And I'm going to show that this corner is the missing corner of the piece. It is not a match. It is the perfect match.
I mean, that was nuts.
That was great. That's great.
This white claw isn't touched by Satan now.
Wow.
Wait, okay, now how do we talk it out with our partners?
Well, let Shannon play some like Jeopardy
what
music or something.
What the fuck?
That's interesting. Can I look at? Can I touch this?
Yeah. Fully examinable.
This is my daughter calling. Maybe she knows how it's done.
Do you have any background in magic?
No, not at all.
Perfect.
Shannon, what do you think?
Okay. So, Chris, I told you before we came in here that I really suck at figuring out sleight of hand, so we have to rely on you for this. And by the way, most of the people in the chat chose our team, and I feel really bad because I'm going to suck at this. Okay. It's all on you.
I accept bribes for this competition.
I can bribe you with this shot of Suntory whiskey. Or I think I have $5. The corner was under the white claw.
How long was that? Never mind.
I think that's
really
enough.
With you.
I think we got enough time.
That white claw was.
All right, we got to pull it out. Man.
We got to guess, guys.
It's all on you.
We got to guess, guys.
I don't.
What order are we going in?
Our conversation was me giving a possible explanation and her just being baffled by the whole thing.
Jay, for the first one, you go first. Do you have any insight?
Because there was such a my guess.
Do you even plan before?
Huh?
Like, how can you even plan before?
Well,
you knew he was coming to do magic.
Yeah.
Something was done. The ripping, I say, was there was an ordeal behind that. May have been distraction, but in that, that's where I feel like there may have been a switcheroo happening, and that corner was under there for quite some time. Like, wait, that was narrow.
See, the
way,
reason
he
why...
said that, if we went back to the tape, that may have been placed
way earlier.
All right,
so fine. So you're sticking with that one, right? That's yours.
Well, it's all we have.
Chris, you go in.
I actually was going to say the same thing. There's no way I think that somebody may have. No, I took this White Claw out of the fridge. I personally took it.
So, God damn it.
And put it in my back pocket, walked in, and put
that
it
was
in
really
front
good.
Of me.
I'm going to add that this is not a switch corner. This is the corner.
Here's the thing. Because, my theory is that it has to be the exact corner. The reason being, he couldn't rely on Chris not picking
my
that up.
My argument is that ripped card existed before that whole thing
now,
started.
No, I disagree with that. So I'm saying that that's not possible for the reason that he couldn't have relied on Chris not picking that up while we were talking, and we would have seen card there. Like, what the fuck is that? So there's no way it's that.
It was actually a last minute thought that I grabbed one more.
Right.
White
that's why I feel that's why I'm going. That's definitely not part of
it. Well, what's your guess, Ref? Sorcery?
No.
I think he's the devil.
I don't have an answer, but I just know that it's definitely the piece.
It's not an answer for this. It has to be who's closest to the.
Well,
what
I'm
happened.
Telling you, you're wrong.
Okay.
No, I know that. Yeah, that's the thing.
Now that I've sounded it out, there's no way that that's right, is what I'm saying.
Sure.
How did he get it underneath the White Claw?
I've already answered.
No, you didn't. That's not right. You're telling me there's no fucking
way. Well, make your guess.
I don't have a guess. I just know you're wrong.
That means nothing. So I'm closer. I'm already closer because you haven't even guessed.
You have to guess.
Did you even talk it over with your partner at all?
She didn't have any insight.
She
doesn't like me at all.
She does not like your energy at
all.
I can
feel it.
For audio listeners,
her hatred,
you know,
towards me.
Oh, Shannon goodness. Has no
insight. No, it's not hatred. Now you're being sad sex shit. Now she's grossed out by
she
that.
She wanted to punch me in the face at the get-go with your fuck sex thing.
Yeah, you remind her of her creepiest uncle.
How could he have gotten it under the fucking White Claw? I'm fucking clueless. I'm just out. I'm just drinking. I'm out.
Shannon, okay. You got nothing?
Shannon? I mean, that was wild.
Shannon
passed out because she really just believes in magic.
She had the vapors.
I have no idea. I have to rely on Chris.
I feel like I'm more right because I know you're wrong.
Chris, I don't think that makes you more right because I also kind of...
Because I know it's definitely the card.
Yes.
That's the issue.
Sure. Here's the thing. You seem like a wily man. I'm going to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You define Wiley?
That's not a compliment.
Do you define Wiley? What does that mean?
Wiley Coyote?
He seems like a wily man. He's been here the whole time.
I just feel
he could have murdered any of us and we wouldn't have noticed.
Well,
I'm retired.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I think we just all have to take it as a loss.
No, I think while we were all kind of yapping.
I want to see more magic tricks.
Yeah,
me too.
You got it in there.
Do you have any insight on, are they more right, obviously? Or?
Did you flick it in there?
No.
No?
Flick it in.
All right. Is I'm that not closer that than their joke, their guesses? Because that's all that matters.
Well, he can't give what happens away if
he
doesn't guess
he doesn't
exactly
want,
also
right.
because.
He couldn't have put it under the White Claw either because, again, Chris may have picked it up. So. It had to go there in like
Correct.
Seconds before we did the show. Yeah. They did that trick specifically. And I don't know. I don't know. We just gotta
My argument is there that might not be the card I picked.
When Bobby was twerking, did you do it?
No.
Did you do the switch? Okay.
So what I feel like is this. I'm gonna say this.
When Bobby was twerking would have been a great
stop
time.
I'm gonna say one
really
thing.
Good
thing.
Idea.
I'm saying
he
one
says
thing.
He knows what it is. He says
well, don't say
oh, he doesn't
don't
know.
Say, Tom.
Here's what I feel. When you pick a card with a magician,
tell Alex.
That's always a forced card. They know what card it is.
I don't think it's always true.
I think it's 99% of the time it's a forced card.
I think that was a forced
for
card.
This for this trick specifically, it's a forced card.
I could do that trick with any card. Yeah.
So
I don't need it. Yeah, but I don't like
it. Can we do the top card?
let's try.
Wait, we got to stop this round first.
No, we're just going to do the same trick again.
Well,
no,
the thing is, a magician doesn't do a trick to us, but I could do something similar. Take that card.
Don't do it yet.
Don't do it.
That'll
be the next one.
Let's do the next one. Guys, I'm taking the loss on this one.
But
for sure.
I'll do it.
Who was closer?
Who was closer?
Their ideas.
I guess it would be you, kind of. I mean, I didn't switch the card. You just said that is the corner. I guess I'm going to have to give it to you.
Okay, so we have to drink.
We're drinking. You girls, if you want
to,
if you're down to take something off, I will not complain.
Oh, my
but...
God. I hate the way it comes out of your mouth. I like what you're saying, but
okay,
I hate
so
the way
somebody
it sounds.
From Team so, Shannon and Chris.
Shannon and Chris won.
Is going to win a prize.
Yeah, and it's going to be, let's give them they can
a mask.
Choose. Let's
a
give
useless
them,
mask
let's give
for
them
the pandemic. Fauci lied. People died.
The sex, drugs, and rock and roll shot glasses. Let's give them that.
Okay, so it's going to be, I'm just randomly picking a name, Bubbles634.
Oh, I love Bubbles.
So please send an email to, what is it, the boys at the SDR show?
The boys at the SDR show.
With like proof that
well,
it's
Well, I'll just
you,
look up their username on,
okay.
Yeah. All right. That was good. That's impressive.
So, Lydia, right?
Yes.
Could you give me a number 1 to 10?
7.
7? Yep. Take the cards. And I want you to deal down from the top one at a time. So we'll count together. So you deal down 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That 7th card is the one you're going to look at and you're going to show everyone. I'm just going to face this brick wall.
Well, don't face the brick wall. You could maybe. Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay.
Okay, I see it. You guys see it?
Have you all got it?
Yeah. A little fishy. Okay.
And if you showed everyone, you could. Well, you said 7, right? And that was the 7th card?
Yeah.
Do you want to stick with that or do you want to change it?
It's up to you.
Change it? You want to change it? Okay, sure. So what do you want to do? Put that card back?
Like where?
Anywhere you want. Yeah. And just deal down to another card until you want to stop. So just keep going. And whenever you stop, you decide. Right there. So do you want the card or that one? Yeah, go for it.
Close your eyes.
Give me the deck. Give me the deck and those cards as well. There.
Okay.
Can we see what the card is?
Yeah. You could look at it. But actually, before she shows everyone, do you want that one or do you want to change your mind again?
No, this is fine.
Okay, sure. Have a look at it. Show everyone.
Okay, we got it. Hold on. Okay. So we're good.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to move this. Here, put the card back on top, and I'm going to move slowly. You're right here, so you can see me. And I'm going to slide it about here. Yep. And I'm going to push that in. Now, could someone else give me a number?
So, Brenna. A number.
I literally was about to say 11.
11? You could say 11. I have 52 cards. Obviously, if you say 50, it's going to take a long time. 11. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the cards. And you're just going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, the usual way you're going to do kind of how she did. She dealt down 11. Okay. So here, take those deck.
I was like, there's no 11 in the cards.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the numbers. So go one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now stop on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
What was your card?
8 of Hearts.
8 of Hearts. And you're on the 11th card. What is it?
This is the 11th card.
8 of Hearts.
The 8 of Hearts.
I mean, that's impressive as shit.
It's pretty cool.
It's very good. Impressive.
And it was a 7.
Do you
want to
go first?
The 7? Do we want to work with the 7? I like 7s.
No, you had a 7 in the first time.
No, but
which 7 was it?
The 7 of Hearts.
The beginning one.
The 7 of Hearts.
And then she changed.
Okay, so we'll continue with that, and we'll double it. So think of the 7 of Hearts, Brenna. We know the card, but think
seven
of something
of
you want to, okay? If this said 7 of Hearts, would that be amazing? No, you're thinking of something you want. Watch. 1, 2.
Whoa.
That was pretty good.
That was magic.
But here, take
that,
it.
That magic
take
condom.
Is it a condom?
Doesn't even have a condom in it.
Why don't
no sick. One likes
what,
them.
Yeah, no one likes them. Why don't you open
magic
it for us?
Magic condoms.
Open it for us. Oh, you've done this before. Perfect.
I used to chew condoms. The cherry flavored ones.
Ralph can put it on the microphone.
Maybe bite down on it. We got to get that open. Oh, you got it. Oh, shit.
There's a card inside of it for the audio listener.
Oh, yeah. There's a card inside. What the fuck?
Oh, and that's our
7 of
and
hearts.
And it's our 7 of hearts as well.
Oh, my
the
God.
Two cards have been found.
Pretty good.
That's crazy. I want to keep
pretty,
this.
Pretty good.
Okay, so
you can. Yes, you
here's,
can.
A, here's what I'm going to say. With the second part of the trick.
That's amazing.
Sorry. Let's start with the first part of the trick. When they counted, she first counted, and the card you pulled was a 7 of hearts, right? And then you changed to another one. So to me, the only way that condom trick works is with the 7 of hearts. That's already in there. That card was forced for that one. So that if there's no way if she
obviously
that part's forced for that one.
Draw
and just
cards.
Because I'm at a weird angle, I saw how the card switched to a condom. So I'm behind him.
Oh, yes. That's funny. Okay.
So for me, I have to pull out of that
you
one.
Pull out of that one because I will say, well.
So I'm that doesn't
that,
count.
That was your angle. It might have been mine too. Now there's a part of it I got to. If it makes sense, I saw a thing. I couldn't say by just this thing how I could make that work for what you did, mm-hmm. but I saw like a, and again, I don't want to give too much away, but I saw like a switching of cards from one hand to another at a certain point
right.
that yeah, it wasn't supposed to like.
Doesn't make sense.
You wouldn't notice yeah. it, I think, if it moved too mm-hmm. fast. He's very
no,
good. He's very, very good.
I caught that.
But we're on angles. It's
yeah,
not,
it's
not,
never tried that for his.
It's a not friendly environment to.
That was amazing.
That kind of thing. But it was no, it's fucking fantastic.
I hate the explanations. It's really different. It's like going
well, I don't even have a good explanation
world.
Other than
it's
I said I saw a car.
Somebody, I'm saying, I just saw the first, the 7 part. I have no idea how she picked a number And that number was her card. That I have no fucking idea for.
I guess let's just all drink. And girls, you're girls, now girls are forced to
now
take
you're
your
forced
clothing
to take
off.
Your clothing off. For God's sake.
Yeah, I'm down.
And
to
now
take off
you guys have no choice but to
now,
get naked.
Yeah, if you want to go home tonight,
and you have to drink.
He goes, and you're miles from anyone can hear you scream.
Yeah,
oh and the shot.
Cheers,
and
everybody.
The
and
shot.
By the way,
sure, yeah. sure, happy. We're live broadcasting
well,
right now.
I already did my shot.
Porno, happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody, and Shannon. And
okay, that's enough.
Cheers. Why do you guys do that? I'm gonna pick another.
Pick another one. Are they gonna get the vapor team?
I'm gonna pick from Team Ralph, and I'm picking. I love you. Shut up.
Merry Christmas.
Congratulations. I love you. Shut up.
What Ooh, is that person winning, Ralph?
The vapor teeny. Okay. Wow, our time is flying. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Oh, this is just you seven magic tricks in a row.
Time flies when you're so eager.
Time is very good.
I like that. Ugh.
Well, she is. I need another White Claw. Can I get another
me
White
too.
Claw, Bobby?
Please, me.
Before we go any further, hello there, responsible adults over the age of 21.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Are you coming to the AVN?
Did you notice my new suit?
It's all black.
Yes.
Well,
I'm
look
trying
what's going
to
on over there, by the way.
She's giving some spit. She's like, that's like how a person bullies their brother.
My God. It
Ew.
Just, that's weird.
It just hit the
it
table.
Just hit the table.
Brent, it's not hot when you actually spit on our stuff. What a creep.
Ralph, you didn't get a present for the Yo Delta Vampire.
Oh, I didn't get a present for the Yo Delta Empire.
Look at Tom. What a company boy.
Tom.
Clean it.
Yeah, that's right.
Clean you it. Did it. Now clean it.
All right, listen.
Tom, you'd suck on that fucking rat.
Where'd the
that
Delta
right
Empire
pocket.
Go anyway?
Hey. Yes, these girls party.
Yeah. All right.
I think Brenna's nips are still out.
Let's just do this. Go to YoDelta.com. Stock yes. up on high-quality lab-tested Delta 8. Who do you want to see at the AVNs?
Shannon.
Yeah, you heard it.
You
heard
know, I've daydreamed often
also?
That me and Shannon have sex.
Also?
At the
that's weird.
It's where we find love.
That's very
it's a
funny
threesome, me, Jay, and Yo Delta.
She's never
vampire.
Seen my body. I am a perfect V.
Hey, Shannon.
Shredded.
Is there enough Yo Delta, Delta 8 out there for you to doink the amp?
Fucking yoked up from the flow up.
Hey, Yo Delta, come stock. Come on. Gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. Use the promo code GASKET 25%.
Get the
piece, off.
Shannon.
Just let's do it right now.
You want a slice of a pie?
All right, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS.
Get it.
Let's get back into it.
Ralph, we have to get waxed before the awards.
Oh, I have to fucking... have to make... Are you how long are you going to be in L.A. beforehand?
Hold on.
I'm going out
up.
Sunday.
Oh, wait, hold
she's
on.
Taking her shirt off.
No, shirts are coming off.
Are we taking titties out? Or
yeah, titties out.
Or should we not?
What do we have to...
No, oh, you should.
Go with your instincts. Titties out is a great idea.
I think titties out right now. Yeah.
Wow.
Spice it up a little bit. One came out.
God damn it.
It's a Christmas miracle.
This is a Christmas miracle.
On the fourth day of Hanukkah.
I saw happy Hanukkah, by the way.
I said me too. Ralph. Can I get a White Claw, too?
Yeah. Yeah, have mine
also
first.
Also, putting the titties back.
Take that first.
That's the last Yuzu one, Ralph.
That's all right.
No, it's okay.
I have one, Ralph. I took a sip from it, and I hate it. Do you want it?
I'll take your cootie, Shannon. I don't mind.
Okay. Shannon cooties.
Fagan knows that I love... Yuzu. That was made me feel good.
Yeah.
He knows about my...
I made a yuzu pickle.
Because be jiggling around.
Look at these. These are great boobies all around.
Yeah,
thank you, ladies.
Also,
you're welcome.
I love a variety.
What a weird way to say it. Goes, those are great.
Great
thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
I mean, thank you.
As a man who likes
I do come
sampler,
in clutch.
A sampler platter? These are like kind of the two best varieties of
oh,
boobies.
Oh, I mean, the mozzarella sticks and potato skins and tits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fantastic.
Both delicious in their own way.
Wow.
I think they're both kind of jalapeno poppers in their own way.
Yes. I'd like to tell our listeners, our people
analogy.
Watching this on Gas Digital Network that are paying for this, you're welcome.
Mm. Aw.
Oh, yeah, damn. They're paying. Okay,
what
that's
a blessing.
Very fair.
Yeah.
All right.
What you're a welcome. Blessing this is.
You're welcome, everybody.
Subscribe to
Thanks
my Tinder,
allowing me.
My
get
Venmo,
me on camera,
my
Shannon.
PayPal.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you very much. All right, one more or two more.
Sure.
I two need. More?
Does anyone have a deck of cards?
I mean,
you're a magician.
It'd be weird if we did, right?
Brenna, you have
okay.
my cards.
Oh, here's the card.
Do
oh,
you
yeah.
need this back?
No, you can keep that as a souvenir. Little.
I'll be honest with you.
What?
That card's not going to fit over my dick if we try to have sex with it. I mean, I don't take magnums, but I definitely can't wrap my dick
that.
In a card.
All right, do we need to clear this area a little bit? Or that's
that
is that, that's
so
my box. That's my
yeah.
So. Let me see. What would be a good one for you, Ralph? You're sitting next to me, so it'll make it a little bit easier.
Okay.
Do you play any card games? Do you gamble?
No, I'm such a puss.
But so if you were in, you know, you guys are going to Vegas soon. If you were to,
do you gamble, Jay? By the way,
like, is that in what regard?
Like, would you go somewhere specifically to gamble, or you're in Vegas? I might as well.
No, it's that completely. Okay. I'll sit at if those like those rock cruises we've done. I've gone and played blackjack and shit.
Because I'm here, but you're not. You never went somewhere to gamble. Okay.
Baccarat's fun.
So okay. I don't know how to play craps or any of that shit.
I won once, dude. Almost $2,000 in craps. Dude. Okay, sorry.
Dude, you would love a hot craps table.
We're gonna see how good you are at games. So I'm gonna show you. There's one.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
People watch.
That's the funniest.
Hold on, guys. He's gonna do a little.
We're kind of focusing on the colors here. That's one black card, two black card, three, four, five black cards right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Flush.
And yeah, it's kind of like a flush. I don't play poker, so I don't know what that looks like. But one.
I feel like you do know what that looks
three,
like.
Three, four, five red cards. I hear it a lot. As soon as you take out cards, like, oh, can you get me a good hand? I'm like, are you paying me?
Okay.
This isn't free. And I'm gonna mix them up. You know, black, red, black, red, black, red, black, red, black, red.
Can you see okay from there?
No. That was Martin Luther King's dream.
I'm gonna try to turn it this way so the camera can see.
Five of each, black, red, black, red.
Yeah, and they're alternating because we off it. What I'm also gonna do is add a little chaos. Sometimes people think that's not fair if they're alternating because I know where all the red ones are. It's every other, and same with the black. So I do is I go like this. I go one, and I go face up, face down. Face up, face down, face up, face down, face up, face down. Just so like
the Indiana words.
Yeah, it's like the Indiana words. You see, like cards are
okay. They are all
up and down,
and they're all the
was
same.
Was that a Luke song?
All different kinds of.
That's pretty good. Oh, right words. Now I can verify I'm right here. They are all alternating and in different. Okay,
yes. Yeah, so in different variations. Okay. Now the last thing I'm going to do is people still think I can control it in some way, even if I'm not doing anything. That's what I'm going to get accused of. So I'm going to give them to you. This is called dealer's grip. You're going to deal down cards into a pile. You don't have to deal them all. You could deal as many as you like.
Okay. So
give that a shot.
So as many as I like.
Yep. Do the so dealer's grip, you fucking idiot.
So as many as you want, one at a time. One. Yep. As many as you prefer.
I'm going to stop at four.
Four. Okay. Do you want to try that again, or are you happy with?
I'll do it. No, I don't think it matters. So
nope. I'm just going to stop. Liddy, you want to give it a shot? Sure. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Don't be shy.
Am I done?
Yeah. One just at a time from the top, as many as you want, into a pile.
Until you feel good.
Like that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask, do you want to try that again?
No, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm happy I got to do this. I look this way without seeming like a creep.
I'm sure. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah. You're familiar with dealer's grip, I'm guessing. So you just hold it one at a time. One. Onto two. Yep. As many as you like. It doesn't have to be all. We have 10 cards here, so you could do one, you could do 10.
And then just flip them over.
Yeah, and flip them over. There you go. You want to do that again? Or?
No, you're good.
You're good. You want to give it a shot?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Everyone's involved.
Yeah, I want to get everyone involved, make it like a
maybe
fun,
Bobby can
interactive trip.
Whatever, oh. Just deal out to whatever?
Yeah, just deal down in one pile as many as you like. Right there? And you can flip what's in
Jay
your
went,
hand.
Jay went deep.
Flip it and drop it. Yep, and just drop it down. Square up the cards. Do you want to do that again?
Sure.
As many as you like. Yeah, go for it.
I don't think it matters. Let's be honest.
Well, it does because the number of cards I can't control. And you could flip that pile over in your hand and drop it. You want to do it again or are we good?
I'm good.
Good. You want to give it a shot? I know you do. Just take the cards.
Brenna, you want a deal?
Jay,
this way we could.
This is how you get possessed.
You don't have to do it. No, we can fine. Stop it. Okay, no, sure. So I'm going to do this very slowly.
I wish Brenna would say that to me one day. I just want to watch.
No funny moves.
You make everybody so uncomfortable.
So let's recap. That was kind of a lot. We had a lot of people involved. We had five red cards and five black cards.
Right.
And we mixed them up red, black, red, black, red.
And we all touched them the whole time. You didn't have hands.
I haven't touched them since you guys started.
Nah, Brenna, she's a plant.
That's not true.
She's a plant for this trip.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like you guys were flipping and I was hitting. I didn't shuffle or rearrange them.
I literally just want to suck his dick under the table while he does all these tricks. Just to distract him, see if he fucks up.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
So we had five red, five black. We mixed up red, black, red, black.
Right.
Then I did face up, face down to add the chaos. What is
it?
And then I gave you the cards to deal a flip as much
as you want. What would be if they're all face up in order right now? That would be wild.
Well, we did have you mix them up a few times, and then you try and you try and you try, and we had one girl be a little pussy, but it's okay.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I am what I
She ate. Able to suck your dick.
She just wanted to suck your ding
this
dong.
This is tension.
Yeah, she has crazy. She has an aggressive fetish. I did my research.
Only if you let me, I'll dominate you.
Damn. This is the best breath.
As a virgin, I have to.
You're going to get a toothpick in your dick hole later.
Dude. You saw that?
Yes.
You saw me plant the toothpick?
Yes. I know.
After all of that, we separated the black, the black, the black.
You're
the
sound.
The red, and the red.
That's pretty impressive. And in descending order. Am I right with that?
Yes. You also did it in descending order. Ace, two, three.
That is fucking crazy.
What?
That's wild.
Hold that on. Is
the cards
wild.
Separated from red and black. As you see, we have red, 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 black, 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 black. Yes.
So we
and that's in perfect order.
Were we all
Ace,
just drugged
two, three,
and
four,
this
five,
is not
six,
reality?
Seven.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's
okay, that's our team's guess.
He's not high. He
were
had
we
a drink
drugged?
Yet.
That's a good guess, Brenna. Is our guess for our team
that's
is
my
you
guess.
Drugged us.
That's crazy.
I mean,
are we close, or should I drink again?
Wait, I'm gonna throw this out there. I didn't see it when you handed me the cards, but when you took the cards from her and you took the cards from Ralph, I watched
Thanks,
you
Bobby.
Flip the cards.
Yeah, they
you did.
They flipped to make
no,
it more.
No, you did.
Yeah,
an
because
extra
when
flip.
You give it to them, you didn't. You were flipping them. When they did it, they were just dealing. And I forgot to mention.
No.
Oh, that's just, by the way, he's not wrong about that, because he did tell me to do what he did.
Yeah, so I forgot to mention, when I haven't done this trick in a while, what you deal, and then whatever's left, you flip it. For them, I forgot to say that, so when they were dealing,
yeah,
I flipped
did,
it manually,
and then when it gets to you, you
flipped it, so then I made
what
sure.
What I think that is,
it was,
by
it was
way.
Consistent.
So he's the devil.
I'm going to say the answer.
He's the white devil.
Clearly, because there's 10 cards, and he put them down in an odd order.
Yes.
It is specifically just math of how many times you flip it over and flip it back. He's tracking that in his head, so that's why he's telling you, do you want to go again? Do you not want to go again? And it's solely just math.
No, there's no tracking involved. I just want it to be a fair choice. Like, when you do tricks, people think, you know, like the condom when you say it was forced.
No, that was my guess.
So when
I
have
didn't
you,
even consult my
you could do it
my,
once. You could do it a
partner.
Few times. I just want
that's
you
how eager you are, dude. You jump the gun. Math. I just took our answer. We were all drugged.
So you took Brennan's
answer.
Yeah, you took Brennan's answer.
There's no way to say that we're not the closest.
We'll see. We'll find out in a minute. Chris and Shannon, did you have an additional guess to it? No. Okay.
So then, we'll just use what Chris's guess was that he was rearranging.
Okay. So which of the three of us are the closest?
So your guess was that
it's mathematical,
and your guess was
you were rearranging the cards as you handed them to us.
And they said drugs.
Ours is that we were all drugged together.
I was given really good ecstasy.
Those are on the same level.
We are currently in the throes of ecstasy.
Let me ask you this. Are none of us even remotely correct?
I know
correct?
My ecstasy.
Jay, you look a little
there's
flush.
There's no tracking. As the cards switch between people, I'm not shuffling or rearranging them, and I don't have the drugs on me. I ran
God
out yesterday.
God damn it.
So who's closest?
But you is like anyone that's closest?
I want to fuck him less and less now.
Why? Because he doesn't have drugs?
How do you do better? Hold on.
Get anything.
Do you know
York?
How crazy that is that you're doing better and better magic tricks and this girl wants to fuck you less and less?
Yeah.
It tells you why you shouldn't be a magician, everybody. Yeah. All right, so.
You tell it to Chris Angel. And he
who's
you got to
pick? Who's the
I
most?
Heard comedians get the real pussy anyway.
You got to pick somebody.
I'll go with drugs.
That seems like it. So you guys are right.
Yeah.
We'll drink or take off
drugs
clothes.
Is always the answer.
All right. Cheers.
We were drunk.
And Shannon, the Vapertini, not the Vapertini, the Shambon goes to whoever picked.
It'll go to team Jay and Brenna, W Extraordinaire in the chat.
You're welcome.
Oh, I'm going to take my shot.
You're welcome.
Let's do our shot, young lady.
What was it? What was that thing?
Your little foot purr.
What was the gift, Ralph?
This last
your
one.
Little
the bongadoo.
Cuck,
you did give me a good idea for something that would
Shannon,
be fun
take your
for this
pants
podcast.
Off.
All right, let's do this. Well, this will be your final
yes.
pizzazz.
This will be my final pizzazz.
Yeah. Well, this is the tiebreaker.
And I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
this
has
is the
one.
Yeah. I'm going to. So this is my phone, and you're sitting next to me, so you can see.
Is that Andrew Tate?
That's French Montana.
Okay. Yes. Thank God.
That's a significantly better situation.
Yeah, I thought it was though. look at that from that angle. It kind of looks like.
The background of his phone is French Montana.
Yeah, but it looked like
him.
It's him with
French Montana.
You with him?
I did magic.
Do you know Harry Fraud?
Okay, I'm getting gotcha. Drunk.
I thought it was just a picture of some guy.
So
don't get me
wrong. I'm going to show you. Are you familiar with an iPhone? Or you're
no, I don't own any Apple products.
As you guys,
give it a fit.
I am not familiar with an iPhone.
I'll hold it like this, so you don't think I'm using any apps or anything. The camera. If you scroll down on your settings, there's this widget for the calculator. So I'm going to go into my calculator. Now I've just met one of you guys.
Brennan's focused.
I'm doing research right now on you.
Is this going to be boobless?
Right. I should try. Yeah, if this works, you got to take your
Dolly Parton was a size 69.
Fake app.
They need to take other clothing off. Come on, guys.
Can you, I don't know anything about you, so do you want to go with your birth?
Great.
Why don't
me
you give me your,
I don't know anything about you either.
What do you want to know?
Well, you don't know anything about him. You know that you don't know anything about him. He's doing the whole thing.
Can you tell me, when is your birthday?
July 17th.
July 17th. So that's 7/17.
What year?
Yes.
1975.
7/17. What
Fuck
year?
Fuck you. That'd be
crazy. And what year?
You know how look great you would look if that was true?
Yes. And what year?
I'm going to guess.
1993.
Ah, I was going to say 95.
I'm going to put my lucky number. And then, what, Ralph, could you give me
your lucky number? Jay. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't like that. Hold on. I don't like that part.
Okay, I know exactly what my answer is.
This guy's not that magical at all.
I don't like that at all.
He didn't know anything.
You're being shady, so you're not seeing no pussy.
He didn't know her birthday. He didn't know your name.
You just called
yourself. I'm not.
I think magic might not be real.
Okay, relax, husband. Relax.
So I don't mind the birthday. Sorry, I don't mind the year. I didn't feel weird about this is my lucky number.
My lucky number is 8. If you want to like rewind the tape, you can see.
Okay. All right. All right.
If you
want to
see. I don't like it.
Do you want to give me a random number?
Yes.
What is it?
Randomly.
Yeah. Pick 8.
Eight.
you thought so.
Do you want to give me a 3-digit number?
This is
can you hand me a 3-digit number?
88.
Any number?
Anyone if you want.
1 to 3 digits.
Number of the beast, dude.
No, Satan. I would never do that. I'm going to go 666.
These girls are pretty fucking hot, I'm going to tell you that. I don't know how you guys are concentrating on magic.
669.
669.
669 is when you're getting fucked in the butt while you're 69.
Give me another number.
Number of the 1.9.
Beast, number of the beast, bro.
1.9.
It's a number.
1.9?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do whole numbers.
No, you didn't say whole numbers.
I'm sorry. I'll do whole numbers.
You fucking dork.
1.9. So let's just
190.
All right,
fine.
190.
No. Let's do 1907.
1907, like that.
Okay.
Can you hand me a number? Any number you like.
Hand him a number.
Or
hand
tell me one. Yeah,
six.
Six.
Hand him
okay.
a number.
Okay.
Four.
I'm going to put in my birthday, which was October.
Again, I don't like that he's adding his own number.
I said it was my birthday.
It's
your birthday? What is your birthday?
October 26th.
What year?
98. I didn't do the 98 part yet. There you go. And you give me a... Bro.
Okay, bro.
Give me a random number.
All right, you're younger than me, so relax.
I'm not younger than you.
I'm your elder.
What if I was lying?
Respect your elders.
Well, then I know my fucking answer, don't I?
Bam!
I like her.
Damn, hey, babe.
Can you give me a number, please?
Call me mommy right now.
Mommy, give me a number. She said to. What do you want? She asked me to. 29. I do it. Now she's surprised.
29.
I want that on my soundboard.
Okay, 29. And I'm going to hit equals. I'm going to get a random number. It looks like it's 6,092,408,122. Does anyone recognize that number?
No.
Totally.
It's
my bank account.
I like that. Can you take your phone out real quick? And you can watch that I'm not.
No, you can't have my number.
I don't want your number.
Great.
Respect.
Damn.
That. I'm doing it.
Great.
Damn.
I feel tension.
Great.
Could you read out the digits so she could type? Go on your cell. Like you're going to
dial
it.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
609.
You're gonna dial
it's going to be his
so
fucking
dial.
Phone number.
See, this is the trick. He does want my number.
He's getting your phone number.
I'm just letting you know
we're
right
doing
now.
Your number.
I know.
So,
I already know.
Wrong. Read it out.
What is the number?
6-10-0.
Oh, no, 609.
9-2.
Jersey. Of course. Yep. Shame on my fucking city.
240.
408.
Wait, you're going too fast. So hold on. Chill out.
609. 609.
Uh-huh.
8-1-2-2 is what's left.
609. You got it. 2408122.
See?
Have you got it?
Okay, I'm intoxicated.
Call that number.
If you got Ralph
and see if it rings.
If you got Ralph
is it ringing?
My God, it's my drug phone.
It's not consensual.
Oh, by the way, if it was Chris's phone, I would be really impressed. Don't show her number on the screen, though, by the way.
I'm not. Hello?
All right, so that's impressive. Hello?
Pretty impressed.
Just make sure Shannon, her number wasn't shown on the screen.
Girls, take out your pussies now.
All right, so look,
everybody, show me your gash. He's got your number.
To me, again, that is just pure math.
That's amazing.
It's pure math.
Also, it's like card counting in math, right?
Yeah, it's math.
Like there are those like word problems that no matter what the fuck you do, like you put your fucking age.
It doesn't matter. You're gonna always
minus
get the answer.
Apples and oranges. And
it doesn't matter.
That's
right.
Our answer.
He's leaving his house. It's going to your house.
That's hang on. Don't steal. Our answer is all of that.
Your answer is apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges.
My answer is this.
And bananas.
In his head, he has.
Is it too late to get bananas in? Apples, oranges, and bananas. I'm sorry. Yeah, final answer.
My answer is very simple. Oh, but wait. Let me ask you, Lydia. I'm sorry. I didn't console you.
Oh,
you have an answer?
Eager son of a bitch. Look at you go.
Look at that.
That's great. Gross. Don't fantastic. Do it like that.
Yeah, really.
Did you just side
also,
comment?
Also, I
gave her the I'm with
Steve. Really show the video.
Show I'm going to throw this out there. The I like the eyebrow cut in the girl. In the girl
show
the
picture. Show my show your
I
gift.
Like that a lot. That's really gift. Hot, right?
She's fucking
right
hot.
Now?
Yeah, you
that's
did
really
good.
Hot.
You did good.
Bobby, I feel
I'm
very
upside
nervous.
Down.
Bobby, I don't feel comfortable.
Bobby, I gotta be honest with you too, dude. I am feeling a little uncomfortable with
this
game. There's sorcery in the room.
Bobby, let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. All right. By the way, Shannon, the last winner—that's
like five mistletoe.
When we decided is gonna get the.
I like that hoodie.
Thank you. Oh wait, no, this is going to Brenna. I'm giving this to Brenna. You want this, right?
I do.
All right, we'll give
we can give away this deck of cards.
He will also give you his apartment or whatever else you need.
Shannon, we're going to give them a knockout. I have the knockout somewhere in my house. So we'll give them a knockout.
Okay,
so,
but do we know who got the closest?
No, here's what we'll figure it out. Here's what I'm going to say. He has in his head about 10 different things, my favorite number, my birthday, my house address, whatever it is, to make sure
that he
it ends
get a
up
credit
being,
card in your name.
Yes. It ends up being his fucking phone number. That's what I think. He knows, I need to add. It's a mathematical formula that he just knows.
I mean, talk about taking a long route to just saying apples and oranges. This guy over here dicking around.
Chris and Shannon, anything?
Shannon, what do you got?
I mean, I was going to also say it's some sort of.
Say apples and oranges, Shannon. I'm coming to the booth. No. I swear to God, I'm coming to the booth.
No, I'm not going to take it from you guys. Yeah, I just, aside from it being some sort of like math, and I said I have no idea.
Sorcery.
Yeah, or that. Sorcery.
Shannon's answer is
sorcery. Oh, can we pick that, Chris? Can we just pick sorcery? Well,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All
right, sorcery. Well,
but you have to take your shirt
guess,
off.
So how do I pick a winner?
Say again?
All the guests
I'll take
are the
my
same.
Shirt
how do
Shannon
I pick a winner?
You can say
like
nobody
has no
sorcery. Say nobody wins and the girls have to take something else off and then we end on
I'm
a high
sorry,
note.
They
Shannon,
don't have to.
They have to.
I don't understand.
I'll take my shirt off if Shannon takes her shirt off.
No. All right, so is anyone right?
Shannon,
would
how much money?
That's
to
not
take
a fair trade
because
her titties are definitely nicer than yours.
That's not true.
Shannon's got
you
great
haven't seen my
titties.
Titties
she looks like she has nice titties.
Yeah, I saw her tits right. once. But we can't talk about it on the show, but
the best money can buy.
Jay, believe me for a half also second. True. I feel
I did.
I know you did.
I did.
Yeah, you get upset.
Shannon, I got him for a second. I saw it in his eyes.
Everybody kind of went, "What?"
Shannon's beautiful.
Yes, she
you're
is.
You're beautiful.
Oh, Shannon hasn't had sex in almost 5 years, everybody.
That's true.
Shut the fuck. Oh, it's.
Her pussy has
Brenna,
a lot.
What I say every time she says it, right, I don't right, believe her. Right, she's a liar.
Hold on, everyone. This is a serious question. Brenna.
Her pussy has a
know,
long,
like,
old beard.
A big, jack, 6'5" monster kind of dude.
Yes.
Built motherfucker.
Of course she does.
That can plow the shit out of Shannon. He's got to be at least 6'5".
Black or white?
White. Tattooed.
White's
but
only.
But white, but
kind of
black.
Can we maybe let Shannon answer?
I know
no,
Shannon.
No. I like that.
Shannon, her answer.
Like that. Who sends you the best looking dudes for you like 100%
I can
of the time?
I can definitely set that up.
Okay. Right, yeah, that is
maybe,
Ralph.
Maybe,
Ralph's TikTok is just
yeah,
my
TikTok is all
I'll
Shannon
be there to,
feed.
I'll be there to film it. Yeah.
Let's do that, Brenna. In Vegas. She's going to be in Vegas.
Film
less.
It. We'll film it. We'll
he,
film it.
He lives in Vegas.
Oh,
imagine that.
We're going to make it happen. All right. Is anybody right?
You're
going
to get fucked so hard in Vegas?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Jay. Can't go to
I hope you don't have an IUD,
yeah,
Shannon.
Yeah, she's not going to be able to. She's not gonna
you cannot go to watch orgies with me if you go get laid.
She can't okay. walk.
Someone should get laid.
I'm going to stay up late, Jay. I promise you.
Jay, you're going to get laid.
No, I don't read Signal at all. Hey, porn stars out there, if you want to fuck me, you got to tell me. I don't read signals at all.
Brenna? She's giving you a signal right now.
She just punched you in your arm.
I
have something
to
say. That's why I have something to say.
It's better to burn out than fade away.
Is Blind Mike coming?
No.
Blind Mike is here, though.
The mascot?
She met Blind Mike. If you bring him...
I'll bring him in this
room
right now.
I'm not bringing Blind
Mike. Blind Mike, come in here.
Funny,
and I win.
Oh, and you win.
Oh, damn it.
I'll suck his dick.
Oh, God damn it.
If you
wait,
I guarantee
only in Vegas?
I'll say this right now. If
we'll
you suck his dick, I bet you'll win.
The first episode situation.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Which is obviously
look
a billion.
I never saw
a
Blind
chance,
Mike move so fast in my life.
He said, I'm coming.
It's the mascot, everybody. Gay Blind Mike.
No, he's the Tiny Tim of Gas Digital.
Okay. Yeah.
Mike, did you come in
go
and say God blesses
fag,
everyone?
So I think that if I win and you bring him to Vegas.
We're not, though, so you're going to crush his soul right now.
Well, then why aren't you bringing him?
Because
yeah, you
just you.
And then imagine I don't win. And then
you
just brought
him
for
no reason.
You know
it's going to be great that you do win and we don't bring him. That would be awesome.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Brenna,
then I would make you
here's
come.
The thing. Here's
if you
the
win.
Because
he's technically
a virgin, kind of.
Can,
like, he
can
hasn't
I say
come,
something?
Really.
This is how magic works. If you suck Blind Mike's dick, there's no way you can lose at the AVNs.
That's facts.
That karma-wise, he's not wrong.
No, it's magic, Jay.
Let me ask this. Hold on.
You have to believe.
Oh, you mean you want me to suck his dick first so that I win? That's,
if you believe anything.
And also, the SDR show will, if you suck by Mike's dick.
There's 1,000 votes in his balls.
Not only will you win, the SDR show will win.
You all haven't voted for me yet.
And God bless us, everyone.
That's
well, keep in mind, I'm waiting for you to lose so I can give the Kanye speech and we'll go viral.
I'd, by the way, I would
fucking award. You get an award next year.
I would kind of rather see the Kanye speech.
Me too.
You get an award next year. I promise you I will make a scene about you not winning. I'll go, it's a guy. I'll be, it's a fucking crime.
Damn.
It's a crime.
Look at that. Now that makes that made my
you,
year.
You see, he has more tactile
thank
expressions.
You, Brenda. You just
can
made
you
just made
you
my
see
week.
Me?
A little bit.
Can yeah, you see, can, you see mean, that
enough.
She's very hot,
he
right?
He said enough.
Enough. Can you see, Mike, that that's my hand touching your dick?
Wait, so let's do this. Is anybody close?
I don't have anything memorized.
Nothing. It's all random.
None of the things that we said.
That it could be any numbers. I don't
by apples and oranges numbers. Is the answer?
Hold on. Keep touching Mike's dick. Stop leaving.
We'll go with apples and oranges.
Could you maybe touch his penis a little bit too? Is that weird?
Yeah,
what the fuck kind of question is that, Ralph?
Together.
What's wrong
like,
with
yes,
you?
She said yes.
These people have families.
Can you go over there and you do it together?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that you would do that.
I'm trying to help him out, and you're fucking throwing down some negative shit.
Come
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, my sweet Lord. Oh,
what the Jesus fuck is wrong Christ. With you? Look at what's happening here.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Michael.
Come on. Get that. Look at this. Oh, come on now.
I love that Lydia was aware enough of the camera to not block it. I
yeah,
really
that's
appreciate
really
that.
Good. This
is torturous.
This is awesome.
No, it's pretty good.
Look at that. Come on now.
Dude, talk about not knowing what to do with your hands.
I mean,
Gabe Blind Mike gave a fucking Jack and Diane pose.
Yeah, he did.
Little Diddy. Bad Jack and Diane.
All right, so did anybody win?
Yeah, Gabe Blind Mike.
Gabe Blind Mike wins that round, Janet. So you know what?
Give everybody a gift.
We'll give every, pick three people, we'll give them gifts. All right?
I'm not gay.
Okay, do you want me to say? Do you want me to say
your name? It did not get hard at all. So, are you gay?
Okay. His name's Gabe Mike.
I mean, it's the wrong environment for that.
Okay, no, it's true. Okay.
He also believed in when I said it was my
hands.
That's
true. Totally.
Even Shannon, name the three winners real quick.
I've been hard.
By the way, that got me hard. Shannon,
I'm so hard. It's crazy, dude.
Hold on,
guys. 1 second. Shannon, name the three winners.
My secret is I'm always hard.
So it's Mark Sino from Team J. It's Jess J from Team Ralph and Junkyard Dog from Team Chris.
All those people.
All those people. Okay, so let's do this. First of all, ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Are Josh we done
Pele,
already?
We are. It's open over an hour. Josh Pele, thank you so much. Jeez. We're going to go around the room and do plugs.
Yeah. So disappointing.
Why? What do you want to happen? What do you want to happen?
We can hang out after this.
Oh, can we?
Brenna, can you give your plugs?
You don't have to.
Oh, okay. Sick.
She seemed upset that the show was over.
I don't know if that was sarcasm, but I wish it was. So it goes, oh, is that possible?
It was.
Oh, we can hang out?
Did
That's
you like
cool.
that? Did you like that?
I
Brenna,
did.
Your plugs, please.
I read it well.
All of my...
No way.
Shut up, teammate. All of my plugs... Teammate, dude. All of my plugs and Face. Socials are BrenNvMckenNv. Brenna McKenna, A's in first interviews. That's it. Everything.
Your plugs, young lady?
All of my socials.
Yeah, very close.
All of my socials are not the same.
Do it all, bitch.
Yeah.
You should fix that.
Yeah, you should fix that. Social
It's
symmetry.
Hard when you get deleted and you have other
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But Instagram fucks you guys a lot, right?
Yeah.
Everything
yeah, Instagram definitely fucks us a lot. But yes, everything basically.
So do your Instagram, your Twitter, and your many vids, right?
Yeah. So I think that's all the same. It's Lydia with two A's, Rose X.
Lydia with two A's.
Lydia.
Yeah. Josh Pele.
I'm Josh Pele Magic. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Tinder, whatever. All socials and my website. Wowzers, many vids, X vids, cutie vids, chatterbait, whatever.
Hell yeah.
Whatever right. else there is.
No, I won't collab.
Oh, dude,
with
I'll
you.
Skypesterbait with you on the horn.
Chris, your plugs?
What was the thing?
Yummy.
Chatterbait? I have a chatterbait.
Yeah.
And then that's all my Twitter and Instagram. And then High Society Radio here on the Gas Digital Network every Thursday, live at 8. And yeah, that's it.
Shanoonies?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 I listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And officially on the show live yesterday, Mike Figgs is now my new co-host.
That's great. I'm so happy that happened. That's cool. And also, by the way, Shannon, can we both agree that I killed it with your double whammy Christmas gift?
You did. I love it. Thank you very much. I hope you guys liked yours.
I do love mine. I'm going to use it tonight.
My gifts will be coming.
I follow me over at
I Am Ralph Sutton.
I guess I'll fuck myself.
Yeah, please do. The other podcast I do is called The Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening our first location on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. It'll be open in January 100%.
That's everything you're plugging for me.
We got the at the SDR show back.
Things
you know,
have changed.
The Instagram is back.
What happened?
And now, Jay, please give your plugs.
He is not hearing you, Jay.
It's never happened before.
I'm doing it around.
He's mad at me. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. I'm leaving next week. We're going to San Diego, American Comedy Company, for New Year's weekend. Then January 1st, I'm going to come up to Los Angeles, and we're going to do it. Looks like a live Legion of Skanks from the Comedy Store, New Year's Day night. And then Wednesday, me and Ref are going to drive down from L.A. To fucking Las Vegas.
Yeah,
dude,
I got us all
porn.
Our rooms.
So
we're staying right by the event, and it's going to be wild.
It's going to be fun.
These
after
girls
that,
are coming.
Are you both going to be there?
I will unfortunately not be.
Oh.
I will.
You're not going to.
Yes, everybody go see Brenna.
Yeah. I will. But yeah, but
I'm upset you guys haven't invited me to be like at the booth.
Oh, so. We definitely are going to be.
That's real crazy. I'm not doing a
sign. No, fuck that shit, Brenna. No, you can't ramble on that. I did that exact thing as soon as you came in.
He did invite you.
Yeah.
No.
I was there.
He was right there.
He understood that you're going to be there with us.
How dare you? No. How dare you?
Where are your communication skills? How come I didn't know?
You said I'm going to be there too. I go, come hang at the booth.
I didn't hear that.
He did say that.
You did hear Tom? You were right there? Didn't she say it?
Brenna, how many somersault emojis do I need to send you?
All right, my bad. Give me another shot.
I'm sorry, Ralph's.
Get her a shot. I'm not fucked up enough.
I'm sorry, Ralph's love bombing you.
Brenna, you got to come to my booth too.
Are you going to be there?
My friend is having a booth. He's hosting me.
And you're going to be there? We're all going to be there.
Anyway.
So.
I'll be in Sacramento and Chicago and Salt Lake. I'm all over the place. I literally am on the road every weekend leading up to up till April, but it's all leading up to the special release. Christine watched. She said it was really good. My special is going to be coming out on in the first week of March, I believe.
That's awesome.
It's almost official, so... we're just going to finish up editing that, and it's going to come out. And then one check out The Bonfire on SiriusXM.
One last thing, just so we know. When you're listening to this right now, if you go to the sdrshow.com/vote, you can vote for us to win.
Let's win, dude.
That'd be cool if we
won. But even if we present...
But don't you feel like you won already just by being nominated?
I mean, absolutely. I won right now.
They're winners.
I don't give a shit really.
That's how I feel. I feel like I already won.
I'm winning right now. Right now, this is my...
I'm making everyone vote for you guys.
If we win, I want to win.
Sorcery
powers. But if we don't win, I couldn't really care. It doesn't bother me at all. But what's more important is that we get to present, and it's after...
I really hope
Brenna's.
Can you bring me up?
Yeah. Come with Brenna. You'll come up with
us.
Because I'm telling you, the moment if you happen to not win,
clout chasing bitch.
Brenna, if you happen to not win, I want to see a smirk on your face because you know what's possibly coming. Making a fucking problem at this thing. It's the last night. I'll get kicked out.
I'll back you up.
Come back.
I got you.
Again.
If they
fuck yeah,
if
dude.
They try to kick your
I'm
ass,
like, no.
I mean, if you're not picked, will you ever be nominated?
Dude, he'll make.
I'm sorry, cum stain Kathy. You're good. But Brandon McKenna gave the best fucking suck job this side of the Mississippi.
All right, Shannon, we got to add a song of the week. Oh, he did his plug.
I did my plug. Yeah. Also, this is for you guys.
This is for us. What is this here?
It's like a card, a little souvenir.
Pre-ripped
card. Oh, thank
card.
You for having me, the pre-ripped card. All right, look at that. Watch this. It's going to be a whole card right now.
Ralph, just end the goddamn show.
Pick a song, Jay. How about that? I'll let you pick a song. Too late.
Ask Lydia if she has a favorite song.
Lydia, do you have a favorite song?
Oh, boy.
Get close to the
just
mic.
Just pick a song you currently like.
And just sing it right now.
Current, like literally in the moment.
I'm not singing shit.
Empty your mind. just a song hits you. You're in a burning building. It's the last song
you're
going to
hear.
I literally don't
know.
Right,
why
do
don't
you
play
the last song you listen to?
Simpsons theme song.
No, I'm going to do this. The
Stop.
Band I saw last night.
I know,
that
it's
I
hard,
Bang
right?
Bros
it's
intro.
Hard, right?
Yeah,
Shannon,
when I'm put on the spot,
Silver
I can't think
Tide,
about
Blue
shit.
Jeans, because they're just cool dudes. They're going to come in February and perform live. Everybody, we'll see you next time on the SDR show. Who's on the show this Saturday, Shannon?
By the way, I do know what Suicide Hill is, buddy.
Who is it? Shannon?
Yes?
Who's on Saturday? Bank Camaro. Okay,
Ralph,
cool.
Yes, I do know what Suicide Hill is.
I had a feeling you did. All right, we'll see everyone next time. Girls, thank you. You were fucking awesome. Josh Pele. Sorry. Yes, thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone. See you next time on the SDR Show. Peace.